Everything about Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About TV. I am your host, Chris the Internet, and welcome to the next Big Brother Canada recap. I'm glad actually I kept these separated, the 2 days a week for Big Brother Canada. I'm really glad that, it is separated now. And because today we have a lot of notes to go through. We have a lot to go through because there was so much that was going on over the last couple days in the house during the episode of Big Brother Canada this week back on Sunday night, which I am obviously late watching because I just finished watching it now. And obviously I apologize for this being a little tad bit late at 10 p.m. Eastern instead of the usual 8 p.m. Eastern. That way I can ensure I have enough time to record and edit and then post it up on the on podcast.com and all those other platforms. Also, I just want to apologize for those who are listening on iTunes. I apologize for that because we had a bit of a technical issue last week. At the end of the last week, the feed was not updating for some bizarre old reason. I don't know why, but now it seems everything is caught up. Everything is, back up and running again on the iTunes side of things. It seems to be fine. Knock on wood, obviously, because we do not know what will happen tonight. So hopefully it does, work fine for us. So also, fair warning, if it does not work on iTunes, you can listen to podcast.com. There's TuneIn, there's Stitcher, there's Player FM, there's CastBox, there is Pod Paradise, PodTail. There's so many different other platforms this podcast is on. You can go to crispyontheweb.com if you are unsure where to go. It is under the podcast tab on the website. You can check it out there, and that way you will know, where to go for a podcast if you cannot find it on the iTunes side of things. And I will, I'll try to see if I can resolve that issue again as well. So let's go right into it. Obviously, we need a new HOH. Sam said, Dakira, obviously, it, kind of talking about, Kara was to go to, obviously, they were going to go to chat. And then, of course, Sam said, Adam, said Adam, too, I guess she said to Adam, it's not the big move. They're obviously talking about, Adam said it wasn't a big move. It was, it's so obvious that Adam is actually working with the guys. Now, it is so obvious that he is working with the guys, the Pretty Boys Alliance, and she knows it. And my thoughts is, I was thinking, wouldn't that be funny if she actually backdoor her own showmance? I was like, that would be kind of weird in a way to backdoor your own showmance out of the Alliance. But obviously we know, Dane's a big threat, Adam's a big threat, sort of, but obviously Adam's not going anywhere this week because of Sam being HOH, which we'll talk about shortly. And then, of course, you got Mark, who's just kind of playing both sides of the house right now. There's all kinds of different things going on at this point. So, obviously, talking about she is suspicious the guys are working together. She is going on the block and she doesn't win. So, the HOH, it was a I Spy kind of HOH. When they give the go, obviously, they will have to go into the house, and they will see some eye-catching things in the house around the different rooms. Obviously, they have to, look at everything, every little detail. They have to look at it, and then after that, they have like two and a half minutes to finish it. And then, obviously, from there, they'll go back to their booth, and then they'll answer some true or false questions of what was going on in the house, or what of the items that were around the house, obviously. So, true or false question. All the spa goers have masks on. It was true. They're all right. And then, obviously, Mark said he's going to stay in this competition to, obviously ensure his alliance is still safe. And then, question two, talking about, was there, There was, I forget what it was. Something in the blue room. Oh, the, there was like, eight jellyfish. Were there eight jellyfish in the blue room? Obviously, we know there's two rooms. Actually, they don't call it red. It's pink, apparently. According to what the house guests say, it's pink, right? I thought it was blue. Oh, sorry, not blue. Oh, man, I got blue on the brain today. Red. I thought it was red, but I guess it's pink. I'm guessing it's a pink room, obviously. So, it was false. There was seven, and then, obviously, Damien was wrong. And then there was six presents in the pantry to celebrate Kaylin's birthday. It was true. Everyone was right. And then, they're talking about that. There is Eddie can be seen in all the three GIFs. I know what a GIF is. It's kind of like a movement of a picture, no sound. Kind of like it's like a movement of an actual video, but there's no sound to it. For those who don't know what the hell a GIF is, I never knew what it was originally, but now I do know what the heck a GIF is. So obviously it was true. Everyone was right, and then also it was true. Dean and Anthony were only ones that got it right. Sorry, I made a mistake on that. And then obviously Dean cannot, you know, get Sam to win this competition. And then of course Adult Swim can be seen on the screen of the HOH room, aka the TV that is used for the letter the love from home, obviously, each and every week. It's always up there. They never remove that TV. That TV is always sitting there in that room, which is can be rolled around, but I think there's like a wire that goes underneath the wall, and that kind of it goes behind in the secret alleyways for production. I know I shouldn't be talking about, but I know what's behind there, obviously, because I've seen I've read some a blog of a former house guest in the U.S. talking about his tour of the Big Brother house, and especially the two-way mirrors that's behind those as well, and whatnot. So where was I saying? And then of course Adult Swim, and then of course it was true. Anthony, Dean, and Kiki got it right. And then the sixth question was, was there writing on the wall that said clean up your room? And it was true. Of course, Sam, Esty, and Damien got it right. And then one of the spot goers had dividers. I guess they, you know what a divider is, kind of put it between your toes when you're going through a spa day. And then of course I think it was everyone, no, it was Esty, I think, got it right, and Sam got it right, I think, if I'm correct. I didn't catch it fast enough. And then of course, you know, talking about in the archive room on the board, there is a note on Laura's picture that says agent false. It says threat on there. It says a threat with a question mark. So obviously it was a three-way tie between Dane, SD, and Sam. It will be a number on the chalkboard. And so on the ring toss Hall of Fame comp, I think it was the POV, if I remember correctly. Yeah, it was the POV comp. It was how many ring tosses were there? Ring toss attempts were there in total? Sam said 315. Dean said 171. SD said 120. Answer was 573. Sam is the next HOH. Dean said, you know, crack out the lip balm. A lot of ass kissing to do, which is true. There's going to be a lot of butt kissing going on. It will be a lot of butt kissing going on this week, especially as Dean probably knows he might be going on the block. Also, in addition, Sam also got to pick one person to go watch Adult Swim with her in I guess it was in the HOH room. They didn't really show where it was, or they didn't show us anything about that whatsoever. And then she chose Adam, and Adam said, you know, they just turned this house upside down. They're tripping. Also, what are they gonna do? Obviously, Mark is strong, you know, and Dane is a dangerous player. Also talking about, you know, Dane said he will, obviously Dane, you know, the worst has happened. Dane said he will be backdoored. Well, it hasn't happened yet. We don't know. I don't even know. Honestly, at this point, I don't even know who won the POV. I have not seen anything whatsoever on spoilers about that. That's been very, 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 very quiet about the spoilers. And then, obviously, of course, Kiki said that it is her and Essie going up. You know, obviously, as he said, you know, she let Kiki down pretty much, and then also why should they go after them, obviously, and then obviously, you know, talking about, you know, one of us wins POV, then, you know, we can backdoor, you know, Dane, obviously, so obviously put up Merc, you know, because obviously there is, you have to nominate two people, obviously, because it's only two, like, you can't just nominate one person. That makes no sense on the nomination, obviously. Excuse me. So, what was I saying? And then Sam said, you know, there's a guy thing going on. Obviously, she wants to break it off. She said that to Adam. And Adam said, you know, not gonna do this. You're not gonna do this, obviously. And then, obviously, you can feel that, they have a thing going on the side, going on with them. And Adam wants to, you know, make a decision together. Sam tells it, he will go to his thing on the side, you know, whatever, you know, what the plan is. And then, of course, Rissa came on. She told him, I guess she got everybody to the living room, obviously. And there is a secret room amongst the walls of the Big Brother Canada HQ. It's somewhere there. And we've been seeing it all throughout the whole, most of the majority of the season. And that is Leon's Lounge, which is still pretty much in play. At this point, and then obviously they're gonna have to find it. Obviously, the only person that knows about Leon's Lounge is Damien. Damien's the only one that actually knows about the lounge, obviously. So obviously, Damien and Esty went into the archive room, and then obviously I think Damien and Esty went in, and then of course Dane and the rest of them went in, and obviously they were holding the door back from actually letting them into the room, and then obviously Damien said, they cannot be, you know, holding the door forever. They have to get the blood veto, obviously. And everyone tried it to, like, get the blood veto, but obviously the alarm will all the time. So I guess obviously nobody's gonna get it at this point. At the moment, the Mark said that obviously there is they're all TVs, referring to the frames that are on the wall. They're actually all TVs. And then of course Kiki said this is gonna be the game changer. Obviously it definitely is going to be a game changer for them, especially in the game. And then of course, you know, obviously talking about Dane was counting the boxes. He said there was like 2-2-2-2, you think 2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2, and then of course kind of counting them by twos, and obviously it was 183 boxes now. At this point, there is actually 183 boxes. They're gonna have fun cleaning up all those boxes after the season's over. They are definitely going to be cleaning up those boxes for days. There is a lot of boxes there. There is a ton of boxes actually there in that room. It's just unbelievable how many boxes they put in there. But there was a lot of boxes, that's for sure. So obviously, and then of course, Dane went back into the Leon's Lounge, and the blood veto was gone. It was, nobody really took it. I don't think anyone really took it. I think it was production that removed it out of there, obviously, to get ready for the next phase, which that blood veto would be in the backyard, obviously. And I think I was watching the feeds over the weekend. I think the blood veto actually was... the backyard, I think it was locked off for a little bit of time on the weekend as well. I think it was, but this was Friday. I think it was Friday. The backyard was locked off from the rest of the house guests, actually. So obviously, blood veto's gone. Dean said Adam has the veto, so obviously they think that they are like that Adam has the veto at this point. And he thinks that, you know, Adam has it. He said no. Then Dane said he told everyone else in the house that he had the blood veto. And of course Dane said he will just tell him, you know, he didn't have it after all. And then of course Dane eating slop, not really happy that it was there. And then of course Sam took Anthony for Wendy's. Rosina from last season was the person giving Sam the Wendy's this time around, and then of course, you know, kind of got the chat. She got the chat with Rosina for a very short time. Sam told Anthony he has to break the group up, and he said not to, think that he is running the game, obviously, and obviously what you want to happen will happen. And of course, Sam wants to, you know, keep people that are going to keep her safe in this game as well. So they want to make, she wants to make sure, you know, I'm going to keep you, like, keep me safe, I'll keep you safe, obviously, and vice versa. And then of course, Adam, you know, make Sam believe that, you know, that they are on her side, they're going to keep her safe. Obviously, Dane and Adam saying, you know, Mark is, you know, I don't know, sketched out, obviously. So talking about Mark being a little bit sketched out at this point. And then of course Kiki said, I need to be there, be here, I need Esty here. And then of course, I got your back. And then Sam said, you know, haven't talked game with me. Then Kiki said, Mark is way more dangerous. And then of course, Big Brother called Sam to the HOH room, and then the back door opened for everyone else. And then of course, they saw, went out, and the cover came off, and it was the blood, the missing blood beetle that was in that Leon's lounge. It is now moved to the backyard in a case of its own. And which I was right. I was technically right about that. There was, I knew something seemed very sketchy about that round circle in the backyard that says BB Can 7 established 2013. I knew something seemed very, very, very sketched out about that. I knew something was going to go in there. I knew something was coming out of that there. It was either that or it was freaking Marsha, the moose, coming out of the back of there. Well, you never know. Marsha can still come back out. We have, what, 4.5 weeks left of the season, if I'm correct. So I'm still waiting on Marsha, but Marsha could probably, you know, pop out anytime soon. But I knew it. I knew something was going to come out of that room. I just knew it one way or the other. So obviously, it was a blood veto, and it's Sam, you know, was watching from her HOH room. They obviously have the other house guests have to discuss up to amongst themselves in the group to one another who they would like to give the blood veto to unanimously. So everybody has to agree to giving the blood veto to somebody in the group there. And obviously the person who gets it will be safe for the week. And of course, Eric, who's a good friend of mine and a good supporter of Crispy on the Web and all that, and he used to, you know, work with me when I was on the YouTube, in my YouTube life, he said there has to be more to that blood veto, and there will be more. I think there will be a lot more to that blood veto later on in the week. Obviously, I think I'm guessing it's only going to be for this week. I'm just guessing it has to be maybe for just this week at least. So it'll be exciting to see what happens, especially next week, or sorry, not next week, tomorrow, on the tomorrow's POV competition, and if it will be used. Obviously, I think it could be used, where they can take someone off, or can take both people off the block. You know, it is possible that it could happen that way. You know, the blood beetle could have extreme power where they can take somebody off. So obviously, it's not just safety. I think there's something else that is added to that whole blood beetle thing. Something seems very, very, very weird with this blood beetle, and I think there is more to it. I think there is a lot more to it, and I agree with Eric. There is more to this blood beetle, so we'll have to wait and see on tomorrow's episode, or maybe tomorrow's episode, maybe Thursday. I don't know, but all I know, it is a 1-1 eviction this week, because I don't think there will be any double or triple coming up anytime soon. Like I said in one of my other podcasts last week or the week before, we are looking at April 25th. April 25th, we are looking at a triple eviction possibility. And, I gotta text somebody on the phone, too, for a certain thing where I'm going to be going away on the 25th. Okay, you can probably guess where I'm going for that, obviously. Anyways, so talking about, you know, why do you want it, obviously, you know, of course, Kira says she's not going on the block, obviously, you know, she won't use this blood veto unless something does change, you know, Big Brother, expect the unexpected. Things will change very, very, very quickly in the game of Big Brother, you know, it will change on a dime. It will happen on a dime where something will change. So, obviously, there might be more to it. That's what Mark said. There might be other, turn up more to it, but more twists, obviously. And, of course, Essie says she wants it. And then, obviously, talking about, you know, like, I want it, obviously. And it also, you know, Gira saying, you know, she is going up on the block. Kiki's going on the block, you know. And then, obviously, she is going to fight for it, you know, fight on the block, obviously. And then, of course, she's going to bow out of, you know, she wants the blood veto. Kiki, not Kira. Obviously, I'm calling them by different names. Kira is, you know, the one that was on the block with Chelsea last week. Kiki, who is working with, you know, obviously with Esty at this point. So, obviously, as he said, you know, she won't use it. All agreed to give it to Kira. And, obviously, they all hit the button. Dane was pissed that, you know, he said, you know, said, fuck it. I'm gonna give it to her. And then, of course, Dane was really pissed off. And Sam could see that, especially. The reaction on Sam's face was astonishing. He was just surprised on what was going on. Obviously, and then Adam said, you know, Adam said, you see that? And she's like, see what? And then, of course, he's like, just kidding. Obviously, she wasn't going to hide it from him that she saw everything. Obviously, I don't think she was topazed at all. I don't think she was topazed, but I'm glad they let her actually, you know, see what was going on in the house, in the backyard. So kind of similar to when Aika had the choice to either take the check and shred the letters or give the letters to the house guests. So it was one way or another, obviously. So Esty, obviously, deserves to have it. Oh, wait, where was I? And then, what was I saying here? I'm trying to remember. And then, of course, oh yeah, obviously, I think, talking about, Essie says she thinks someone else really deserves the blood veto, and then, you know, this will tell what the blood veto, you know, will endure. We don't know, like I said, we don't know what the blood veto is going to be. We don't know what the heck is going to happen yet. So it's either, like I said, tomorrow or Thursday, I don't know. Like, we don't know a lot of information right now. Actually, let me look at it. The feed's up. Feeds are actually currently spinning round and round and round on me here. Okay, what's going on here? Okay, right now they're in the hot tub area. Dane's there. And then, of course, Anthony is in the kitchen with some of the girls. But, you know, I've been watching carefully on the feeds and not much talk about the blood veto. So, obviously, there's nothing really, you know, said. I guess they're really keeping it, you know, hush-hush on that until the actual episode for that airs. But according to Wiki, I don't even see if the POV was even used. Like, I said that before, but I don't know if the POV was used. We don't know anything. So everything seems really, 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 really odd this week. I don't know what's going on. So nominations, obviously, if she didn't win HOA, she would have been on the block. And also, she has the power. You know, she insists on making a big move this week. Mark is sketchy. And, you know, obviously, he is working with the guys. Kiki has not talked games and lied straight to her face. Anthony doesn't talk game until, you know, he really has to actually talk game with her. And then, of course, Dean is manipulative. Everyone in the house. You know, maybe make a move, big move now, or she might have to hold off on making that big move. And we don't know. Like, we're going to find out, especially tomorrow being the POV episode of Big Brother Canada, and then, of course, the eviction on Thursday. And we're on week 6. We're on week 6 already. That's crazy. 4 more weeks and we're on the home stretch almost of this game. Can't believe how fast it's gone this year. It has gone too darn fast. So anyways, first nominee, Mark. Second nominee, Kiki. Mark obviously don't know where his head is at. Any conversation she had with him, he has had other conversations with other people. And Kiki obviously tried to build trust in the game. Obviously, you know, which has backfired. Kiki has thrown her name up there for eviction. I think a couple of weeks ago. Forget when it was. Of course, Mark has sparked. And of course, Mark said, you know, Sam had sparks, you know, and targeted one of the strongest alliances in the house right now. So that's going to be exciting to see what happens. I'm excited to see where everything is going to, you know, be put in place. And I'm excited to see who will be indeed evicted this week and whatnot. All right, with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything With TV. If you are new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio only feeds. Also, you can follow me on social media, Twitter and Instagram, for updates on when the podcast does go. If there's a little mishap in times and we have to change the schedule for one episode, just follow me on social media. That's the best way to know. And we'll see you guys back here on Thursday for the Survivor. What is it called again? Oh, yeah, Survivor Edge of Extinction recap. And we'll find out what happened on that too as well. So have a good night, guys. We will see you guys back here on Thursday night. Have a good one, and we'll see you guys on Thursday.